I've hung around carnivals and circuses since I was a kid. One of the great thrills of my life was running down the railroad station when Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey combined shows showed up with a thousand animals, giraffes, lions, and what have you, and helping raise the tents and hanging around these strange places. And when I was around 14, I went down to the beach here in Los Angeles, and they had a big pier there with all sorts of attractions, freaks, and sideshows, and what have you. And I saw this exhibit with a big question mark over the entrance. Well, in those days, we didn't know much about life. We weren't told about birth. We believed in the stork, which is kind of fantastic now, this late in time. And I went into the exhibit, and they had a whole series of jars there with very peculiar things in them. I didn't know what in heck they were. And they had no labels on any of these things. And I had to try to figure out that maybe, just maybe, I was looking at the embryos of some unborn babies, huh? And I went into shock. No one had told me about these things. And I went out and brooded over this. I couldn't ask my mother and father. They wouldn't tell me anyway, huh? Not in those days, not in 1934. And when I was around 23 years old, I remembered the jars, huh? And all kinds of things I began to put into this imaginary jar. And next thing you know, I finished this short story, and you're going to hear it next, a very peculiar story about the contents of the jar.
Evening on the carnival midway, lights starting to go out, folks starting to head for home. A few less thrills, a few less laughs.
Test your strength! Ring the bell! Win a prize!
A few last hopes. A few last fears.
Step right up, folks! Come and see the freaks! Skeleton, pinhead, dwarf, and bearded lady!
Wonder as the great Vesuvio eats fire and drinks lava!
Be amazed as Mr. Electricum survives a charge of 100,000 volts!
Baffle your senses in the Egyptian pyramids and see blows and find yourself 10,000 times.
And here he comes, every night the same, wandering down the dusty midway like he's lost, till he comes to this tent.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Okay.
Come to look at the jar again?
Uh-huh. Guess so.
Well, pay your dime, and you can walk right on in and look your fill. No one left but you to look.
Every night, regular as clockwork, coming back to stare at that goddamn jar.
This way. Right this way.
There.
The jar.
It's one of those things kept in a jar in the tent of a sideshow on the outskirts of any little drowsy town. One of those pale things, drifting in alcohol plasma, forever dreaming and circling.
Dreaming? Circling?
It's peeled, dead eyes, staring out at you.
Staring.
And never seeing.
Never seeing.
Just one of those things, kept in a jar.
You like it, Bud?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody likes it. In a peculiar kind of way, I mean.
You ever consider selling it?
No, it brings in the customers. They like seeing stuff like that, sure.
Oh.
Well, if a guy had money, maybe...
How much money?
If a guy had, I don't know, maybe maybe $7, $8, $10,
yeah.
Or perhaps $15.
Oh.
There again, say a guy has $12.
Yeah?
Well, then I guess he could buy that thing in that jar.
Funny thing... I got just $12 in my denims, and I've been reckoning how looked up to I'd be back down at Wilder's Holler if I brung home something like this to set up on the shelf over the table. The folks would sure look up to me then, I bet.
I'll bet. Then I guess we got ourselves a deal.
Thanks.
Yeah, don't thank me. I'll tell you something, I was tired of seeing that damn thing around anyway. Lately, I've been thinking things about it. Funny things. Ah, but hell, I'm a loudmouth so-and-so. So long, farmer.
Ah!
You okay back there in the wagon? Sloshing around and looking out, cold and gray and wet. Yes, sir. This'll make them look up to me, all right. Wait till those guys sitting outside the general store see this. Even my Thetty, my beautiful blue-eyed hip-swinging Thetty, even she'll have to respect me for having this. Have to admit, this is some damn thing. And Tom Comedy, hanging around under the porches, under the trees, always in the shadows, always in the darkest corner of the room, always laughing at me out of the dark with those green eyes of his. Wait till Tom sees this thing of things. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on.
Arsena says it ain't none of your goddamn business what I believe or don't believe. He looks at me with a face like doomsday, turns his back, and he's gone.
Hi, Clem! Gramps! Duke!
Hello, Charlie.
What do your rules say about you speaking to a person like that?
Hey, I've got something here. I got something you might want to see.
You ain't got nothing we wants to see, baby doll.
Hush up, Tom Carmody. Yeah. What you got, Charlie?
Something in a jar.
What?
Looks kind of like a brain. Kind of like a pickled jellyfish. Kind of like, well, come see yourself.
Well, you're the nearest Duke. What's he got?
Okay. But it better be worth a little.
Yeah.
Oh, but it is, Duke.
Hey, now, what in the hell is this?
Well, what in tarnation is it?
Well, let's all see them. What is it you got yourself in, Charlie?
Just this.
That thing's not a pretty sight, Charlie.
Where'd you get a thing like that?
Ain't normal, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Let's have a closer look.
You want to see more? Jump around my house. It'll be there.
Let me see that again. Is it an octopus?
Like I say, come on around. You're welcome.
You're welcome too, Tom Carmody. All of you are. Anytime.
What do you want to say? What will Betty say?
She'll kick the tar off and I'll heal.
Yes. Sit on that shelf over the table. It'll look like it's a sitting on a throne.
Yes, sir. This old shack will be a palace. There. A palace. With an emperor. Yeah, that's the word. Emperor. Raised up on a shelf. All cold and white and quiet. Dripping. Fetty.
What you got there? Well, what is it?
What's it look like to you, Fetty?
What's it look like to me, Charlie? I'll tell you. It looks like you, Charlie.
Oh, Fetty. If only those pale blue eyes didn't look at me like there was ice in them. If I just had a love and respect. That's why I need this here jaw with its strange turning thing. I thought maybe she'd show me respect when she saw you turning and adrifting. Just what are you in there? What do you know? What do you understand, pale thing in your floating world? I work the bottom land of the butt bone every year, and she grabs the money and runs off down home visiting her folks 9 weeks at a stretch. I just can't keep hold of her. Her and the men from the store, they make fun of me. I can't help it if I don't know a way to hold on to her. Damn, but I try.
Charlie? Huh? Charlie? We came up here to have a look at that stuff you got in that there jar.
July gone, August gone, and still they come. Every few nights, just to look at you. Not that they ever do it first. I watch. None of them ever looks at you sudden-like. No, they always do it kind of slow, casual. If they were simply glancing around the room, letting their eyes fumble over any old thing they might happen to see. Then, just by accident, of course, their eyes focus on you. One person after another till all eyes in the room are fastened onto you.
like pins stuck in a pincushion. They don't just look at you either. I've seen the way they look. Like some folks look in church. Reverence. Awe. They look up to you. Look up to me, too, because of you. Because I'm the keeper of the jar. Thetty don't like it none. Right for jealous screaming she is. But she never says. Never will say. Can't bring herself to it. Still, first time in years I feel happy. Real happy. Like tall corn growing after a drought.
Can I come in?
You know you can, Juke. Anytime.
Evening, Charlie.
Gramps.
Charlie.
Clem.
We the first?
Others will be here sooner or later. Always are. Sooner or later. First off, no one says nothing. They just sits there thinking. Then someone always breaks the silence. Someone always leans forward, clears his throat, wets his lips.
Wonder what it is.
Gramps met Noe from Creek Road, who scarce ever gave me the time of day before I had the jar.
I wonder.
Now the time's come for talking. Ears are primed and folks settle like sows in the warm mud after rain.
Wonder if it's a he or a she or just plain old it. Sometimes I wake up and I just twist on my corn mat and think about that jar just sitting here in the long dark. Think about it hanging in liquid, peaceful and pale like an animal oyster. Sometimes I wake Granny and we both think on it.
That's right. We both lay there thinking. And we shivers.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a hot night, trees sweating, skeeters too hot to fly, but we shivers just the same. And turn over, trying to sleep.
I try not to think about Charlie's jaw. Not at night time, not any time. It don't bear thinking about.
Maybe not, Mrs. Trittenman, but I bet you still wonder what it is.
Well, there are so many sad things in the world, and Lord knows I've seen my share. So when it comes to wondering about that jaw, well, I do and I don't, if you take my meaning.
I know I do. I wonders a lot about that jaw. I surely do.
Well, that's because you're a wondering kind of soul, Judd. Spiritual-like. As for me, I ain't got time for no spirits. Now, unless they come in a different kind of jar than that there one on Charlie's shelf. But still, even I got to admit that it bugs me.
Well, like Gramp says, you can't help but wonder what it is. What about you, Thetty? You ain't said nothing. You don't ever say nothing about the jaw.
Well, that's true, Granny. But that's just because I listen to all of you and to Charlie. After all, it's Charlie's jar.
She's laughing at me, but I don't care. I just sit here rocking and watching, looking at them all, looking at that precious thing, that jar.
Do you know what it reminds me of?
Oh. Juke Marmer from Willis Hump, wiping sweat off his palms on the rounds of his knees.
I remember when I was a runny-nosed kid. We had a cat. It was all the time making kittens.
I hope this ain't gonna be no sad tale, Juke.
Shush, woman.
You play on, Juke.
Well, that cat, Lord Almighty, she'd a litter any time she jumped around and skipped a fence.
Yeah, I've known some women like that.
And your tongue, old man. Anyway, we give the kittens away, but when this one particular litter busted out, everybody within walking distance had one or two of our cats by gift already.
What did you do, Juke?
Ma busied on the back porch with a big 2-gallon glass jar, filling it to the top with water. Then Ma said, Juke, you drowned them kittens.
I don't want to hear no tales about drowning babies.
Mustn't interrupt the story now, Miss Tim.
I remember I stood there. The kittens mewed, running around blind, small, helpless, and funny. Just beginning to get their eyes open. I looked at Ma and said, not me, Ma, you do it. But Ma turned pale and said it had to be done. I was the only one handy. And she went off to stir gravy and fix chicken. I picked one up. I dropped it in the water. The kitten closed his eyes, opened his mouth, trying for air. I remember how the little white fang showed. Pink tongue come out and bubbles with it in a line to the top of the water. I know to this day the way that kitten floated after it was all over. Drifting around slow and not worrying, looking out at me, not condemning me. for what I'd done, but not liking me neither.
It was a sad story. I could tell it was gonna be.
Mrs. Tritton sure is a nervy kind of woman.
It's like I could see them poor little kittens.
Someone else will speak soon. Tell what they see.
You know what it is?
Why? Do you know then?
Yes, sir, I know what it is, all right. Yes, sir.
Jadu, the black man from Heron Swamp, tossing his ivory eyeballs, knotting and flexing his dark knuckles, grasshoppers alive.
That be the center of life, sure enough. Lord, believe me, it's so. From that lying back in the middle bamboo sump, all sort of thing crawl. It put out hand, it put out feet, it put out tongue and horn, and it grow. Little bitty amoeba, perhaps. Then a frog with a bulged throat fit to bust. Yeah, it slump up to his gummy joints. And it am human. That in the center of creation, that amity bamboo mama from which we all come 10,000 years ago. Believe it.
10,000 years ago?
It am old. Look at it. It don't worry no more. It no better. It hang like pork chop and frying fat. It got eye to see with, but it don't blink them. They don't look Freddy Tuesday. No, man, it know better. It know that we come from it, and we is going back to it.
Amen.
What do you say, Charlie?
What do you say, Charlie? What do I say? That's what the jar's done for me. Respect. First time ever in my life, people wanted to know what Charlie thinks.
Well, Charlie, what do you say?
I say, what if some young kid went running off into the swamp and got itself lost in all that wet and wild and tried hard as it could to find his way back, but never did so till it was too late and they finds him all slithery and slimy and nothing but skin and bone and eyes what keep staring and never seeing, drifting round in water like one of them jellyfishes. And someone scoops it all up and puts in there, in that jar. For all we know, this might be some darn kid we know.
No.
Some kid has once threw rocks at our screen doors or climbed trees in our backyard. For all we know.
Lots of little kids run stark naked to the swamp every year. They runs around and never comes back. I almost got lost myself. I lost my little boy Foley that way. You don't suppose? My baby, Foley. My Foley, Foley. Is that you, Foley? Foley, tell me, baby, is that you?
It moved. They're in the jar, moved.
No, it didn't move. Sure has playing tricks.
Mitty Bamboo Mama shifting in the sump.
I saw it, too.
Foley.
Honest to God, I saw it shift slow. Like a dead kitten. Why don't you hush up now?
I only say what I saw.
Hey, me, I saw it move, I tell you.
Whatever's in that jar has been dead a long, long time. Maybe before any of us was born.
There was a sign. He made a sign. That's my Foley, my baby. We got there. 3-year-old he was. My baby lost and gone in the swamp.
Now, Miss Trim. There now. Set yourself down. Stop shaking. Ain't no more your child, man. There. All this talking and shoving words. Like as not, we'll never find out, never, what it is. Like as not, if we found out, we wouldn't want to know. It's like magic tricks magicians do at shows. Once you find the fake, ain't no more fun. The innards of the possum.
Ain't a possum. I've killed possum, skinned and gutted them many times. Ain't possum.
I didn't say it was, you fool. Yeah. What I mean is, we all come collecting round here every 10 nights or so, talking, social life, with something, always something to talk about. Stands to reason if we spied out what the damn thing is, there'd be nothing to chew about, so there.
Well, damn it to hell. I don't think it's nothing.
What do you say, Tom Carmody?
Out on the porch, standing in the shadows, as always, Tom Carmody, Just see his eyes staring in. Just see his lips laughing, mocking the jar, mocking me.
I said, that there jar ain't nothing.
His laughter getting inside of me, like a hornet's sting. Daddy put him up to this. Daddy trying to kill my new life.
There ain't nothing in that jar but a bunch of old jellyfish from Sea Cove, a rotten and stinking fit to whelp.
You mightn't be jealous, Cousin Comedy?
I just come around to watch you dumb fools jaw about nothing. You notice I never set foot inside or take part? I'm going home right now. Anybody want to come along with me? No one. Very well, then. I'll bid you all good night.
Like I was saying before the storm, that there thing on the shelf, why couldn't it be sort of, well, all things, lots of things, all kinds of life. Death. I don't know.
There goes Daddy, slipping away into the night, slipping away after him, that Tom Comedy. They're up to something, those two. They're planning something, sure enough.
Mix rain and sun and muck and jelly, all that together. Grass and snakes and children and mists and all the nights and days in the dead canebrake. Why does it have to be one thing? Maybe it's lots.
You okay, Charlie? You're really sweating, boy.
Theddy, where are you? You with him, Theddy? Oh, Theddy.
Charlie?
I'm awake.
Charlie?
What?
Bet you don't know where I've been. Bet you couldn't begin to guess where I've been. I've been to the carnival over in Cape City. Tom Carmody drove me. We talked to the carny boss, Charlie. It's a good joke. Oh, it is rare, Charlie.
Go away.
He said he sold that jar and what was in it to some hick for $12. And it ain't worth more than $2 at the most. It's just junk, Charlie. Rubber, paper mache, silk, cotton, boric acid, that is all. Got a metal frame inside. That's all it is, Charlie. It's junk. That's all.
No. I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear.
Wait till everyone hears how fake it is. Won't they laugh? Won't they flap their lungs?
You ain't gonna tell
them. Let go of me.
Tell me you ain't, Daddy. Tell me you ain't gonna tell
them. I wouldn't want me known as a liar, would you, Charlie?
Oh. Why can't leave me alone? You dirty, dirty jealous mean everything I do. I took shine off your nose when I brought the jar home. You didn't sleep right till you ruined things.
But I won't tell anybody.
You spoiled my fun. That's all that counted. It don't matter if you tell the rest. I know. And I'll never have no more fun. You and that Tom Comedy. I wish I could stop him laughing. He's been laughing for years at me. Well, you just go and tell the rest. The other people now might as well have your fun.
What you gonna do, smash the jar?
Why do you care if I smash it right here now and spit out all the junk all over the floor? Why do you care? But I shan't. Long good evenings, rich evenings, friends talk, they're all in this jar. Lose this, the world's gone.
Rather lose me?
Lost you already. Lost you long ago, Teddy. Once reckoned the time of my living from the pendulum swing of your hips. Now, other man, Tom Comedy for one, I reckon in time that way.
Don't you want to prove me wrong?
Teddy, you didn't go to the carnival.
Yes, I did.
You're lying.
No, I'm not.
This jar has to have something in it. Something besides the junk you say. Too many people believe there's something in it, Teddy. You can't change that. The carny boss, if you talk to him, he lied. Come here, Teddy.
What do you want?
Come over here. Come here.
Get Keep away from me, Charlie.
Just want to show you something, Teddy. Here, kitty. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Here, kitty.
Evening, Charlie.
Clem?
On your own tonight, Charlie?
Yeah.
Teddy gone off again to visit her folks?
Yeah, she run for Tennessee. Be back in a couple of weeks. She's the darndest one for running. You know Teddy.
Great one for jumping around, that woman.
Yeah.
Folks can jump around all they like. That there thing in the jar, though, that don't ever change. Just turning, drifting.
Why? I never noticed so definite before. It's got blue eyes.
It always had blue eyes.
It did. The eyes was blue. Blue as blue.
No, no, they wasn't. They was brown last time I was here. And another thing. It's got black hair. Didn't have black hair before.
Yes, did.
No, no, it didn't. Gramps is right. The hair's gray.
Is that Tom Comedy out there? Why don't you come on in, Tom? What do you say, Tom? Were the eyes brown or blue? Or don't you know? What do you see in the jar, Tom? I guess everyone sees what they wants to see.
Everything and anything. The night, the swamp, death, the pale things, the wet things from the sea.
I see Foley, my baby, my little baby.
It's a brain, most likely.
An octopus, jellyfish and stuff.
Or something would die, unnatural.
Died before its time.
Or never was alive, the way we mean.
Was and is Mitty Bamboo Mama.
Or just a little kitten. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Tom?
Yeah.
You okay, Tom?
Yeah.
Goodness sake, lad, you sure are sweating.
What's the matter, Tom? Do you see something in the jar? Not Tom.
You know, I wonder. Wonder if it's a he or a she or just a plain old it.
What do you say, Charlie?
I reckon we'll never know. Yeah, I reckon we won't.
It's one of those things kept in a jar in the tent of a sideshow on the outskirts of any little drowsy town. One of those pale things, drifting in alcohol plasma, forever dreaming and circling. Its peeled, dead eyes staring out at you and never seeing you.
I still find carnivals strange places. In the jar, Charlie was played by Roger May. The Carney Boss was Andrew Branch, and Thede was Shelley Thompson. Tom was played by Paul Jenkins, Clem by Bob Sherman, and Gramps by John Hartley. Granny was Helen Horton, Mrs. Tritton was Carol Boyd, and Juke was David Collings. Yadu was played by Ray Shell. The other parts were played by members of the cast. Brian Sibley dramatized my story, and the play was directed in London by Martin Jenkins. This is Ray Bradbury thanking you for being with us tonight and hoping that you will be back for the fourth of this series of my Tales of the Bizarre, which will be called The Fruit at the Bottom of the Bowl.